Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Tanya Curry, a very good morning to you. How's 2020 so far for you?
Well, I'm in Beirut. What a thing to see.
I can't
deal with that story, and I don't understand the story. I mean, I know we should start with local news, but if you've got a chemical, you know, when they put a name to something that you can't pronounce, then all of a sudden you just accept
it. Absolutely.
Okay, then you say,
yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
But they put some name to a chemical that was in this place on the docks.
For years.
Sitting in front of at least 250,000 people's homes.
Yeah.
Now, a chemical that's that, and then you weld it. Okay? A chemical that is that dangerous, surely it shouldn't be in that place to start with. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think we're still going to see what was the real story here, because it doesn't make sense.
You know, it's devastating, Howard.
One ton of this took down a building. I think it was in Oklahoma City. This is nearly 2,500 tons. I mean, you look at this devastation, it breaks your heart.
Well, the whole map of Beirut has changed. Mm-hmm. If you see the satellite images, there's a whole chunk of Beirut missing now. And hasn't that country suffered enough?
Mm.
I mean, my words, you know, I saw a picture of one of the victims, and they turned it into a cartoon with the cedar crying and holding on to this body. Yeah. And I just, like, you know, there's only like six of them, the cedars. That's all there is. There's like six or eight of them. Yeah. I know we talk about the cedars of Lebanon, but there's only a few of them. They're like an endangered species.
Right.
And just like Lebanon.
Yeah.
Like Lebanon. I feel devastated. It's my dad's homeland.
I was just going to say, your family comes from Lebanon. Do you still have, do you still have family there?
We have relatives, but not in Beirut, up in the mountains, which is a good thing. Yes. But you know, we'd made plans just before COVID. Next year, we were going to take a family trip to our homeland.
Right.
Or we were going to go to Jordan and then judge what the weekend was like.
Right, exactly.
In Lebanon that weekend and then jump on a plane.
Right. Wow.
Depending on what happened, because that is how Lebanon is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't just say, okay, I'm going in August to Lebanon. No, you got to check the day before. Is it all right to fly for tomorrow?
Absolutely. It's so sad knowing what Lebanon was. You know, you read the books, you read some of the history, and they talk about Beirut being the Paris of the Middle East. It was just an incredible place. Incredible. And anyway, very sad indeed.
So sad.
Equally sad, or maybe in a different way, is South Africans are actually, we are shocked by corruption. I think that's very good news, that we are able to be shocked by corruption.
Well, I'm also feeling a little bit encouraged, I must be honest. Mm-hmm. The title of our report this week is Corruption, Your Move, South Africa. The entire week was filled with stories of corruption, wasn't it? I mean, we learned how it will not be tolerated. We also saw how much there is, and that we're going to fight it, and how the ANC is embarrassed, and all this was quite encouraging. And then I saw a story about Patlani. Do you remember him?
No.
The guy who worked for the cops and was involved in huge tender fraud with the cops. He had a very fancy stereo and car. That's how they caught him, with the fancy stereo and car.
Oh.
And that was 3 years ago. He's been on paid leave. He was fired this week.
Oh, yes, so yes. He was the one, Zanati, we worked it out. He was getting, what is it, 1.1?
2017 or something like that.
Yes, but he was getting, I think, 1.1 million a year, or is it 2.0? There's something ridiculous.
Yes, and while he was sitting waiting to be fired, not put in jail. He's been found guilty. He's not in jail, though. He got fired 3 years later. So is that how we deal with corruption? Anyway, the president said that corruption would be dealt with and there'd be an attitude of zero tolerance. And then we saw the PPEs float down the river. What kind of story was that? I mean, the Yaxke River was full of them. And really, last week I lost hope, but I had a reassuring conversation with Shafiq Morton, a talk show host. And I forgot that President Ramaphosa is a chess player. on a very dirty board. None of his movements have been swift in this journey. I mean, we saw him as a very different Ramaphosa in the past. Mm. But as president, he's been very calculated in everything he's done. And perhaps he's letting the ANC hang itself, those that should be hung.
I like this theory. No, it's interesting.
I like that.
But, Tanya, sometimes we hear things and it kind of resonates. When you hear it, it falls and it falls right. I wonder if this isn't the case.
Ooh. I really hope so. Mm. Look, but then Jackson and Tembo came out with these words. We commit once again to fight all forms of corruption and malfeasance, especially committed by our members, leaders, and public representatives. Where we have dropped the ball, we extend our sincere apologies and we shall make amends. A few problems with that statement. First one is, we commit once again.
Yeah.
When did you start?
Yeah, when did you start?
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't see a single arrest under the State Capture Commission, so we haven't seen a single making of amends. All we've seen is lengthy court cases that cost a lot of money. And they result in people with 800-plus charges ducking the courts for decades. And the words, Minister Mthembu, you were looking for is for the first time, and sadly the country doesn't believe you. We don't. Especially when Ace Magashula comes out and tells us that the ANC will review doing business with family.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, I can't wait to see him behind bars.
Yeah, so he said, no, he's got nothing to do with anything in the Free State. So I'm sure that's...
I wonder why his name has come up repeatedly in the State Capture Commission, especially this week. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then Kulimabi, like, what's his story? Is he the spokesperson or isn't he? Like...
I'm just so tired of seeing his nostrils on my screen.
Yeah, Zanati showed me a picture the other day and said, can't we talk to him and just tell him to adjust his camera? We are sick of his nostrils.
Okay, so every time a journalist tackles him, he says, okay, that's not my mandate. I don't know anything about that. but you say you're the ANC spokesperson, so I don't get that bit at all. I'll tell you what else I don't get. This Limpopo Premier, Stan Matabata, never heard of him before. He proudly unveiled those shacks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were talking about that this morning. I mean, that is mortifying. What was it?
2.4 million rand
per shack that cost 60,000 that should never have even have cost 60,000. Maybe it should have cost, 10,000, 5,000 for a tin shack?
My word, guys, they had that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what is pathetic. Today, he says, though, he's got nothing to do with it. So last week he unveiled it, but this week we're not involved in it at all.
So why do you think, Sonia, that South Africans are still accepting this? I mean, I see that on Twitter this morning. I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say it on radio, but it is the number one tweet on Twitter. Number one trending this morning, 20,000 tweets with a hashtag FootsekANC.
It's not just today. It's all week.
Oh,
and
really?
Let me tell you that it's not the EFF. It is the EFF. They're in there, but it's South Africans. Yeah. Full stop. Yeah. Full stop. And that's when I start to feel encouraged. So Tito Mboweni announced that we would have full disclosure on PPE tenders, not all tenders, just PPE. And the resounding response was from South Africa was too late, she cried. The horses bolted. And just when I was thinking, okay, Tito Mboweni is working in a vacuum, enter COSATU. COSATU came out scathing this week. They will not accept it any longer. No more corruption, says COSATU. And then Trevor Manuel, not sure I believe you, Trevor, but okay, nice words. And then the Katrada Foundation writes it. Now you can sign me up. Where do I sign? And then enter civil society. FootsekANC being one of the biggest hashtags for 2 weeks now running. Is there hope here? Can we unite against a common enemy that is corruption? We've done it before, South Africa. We've come through so much adversity. And I must be honest, I've got this little tickle in my tummy that the one that says something really good is about to happen out of something so bad. Ordinary South Africans are going to fix this, and that would be a magnificent thing.
So we were talking about it this week as well, and I was under the impression that the ANC even managed to shock themselves. But I don't know, which is quite something, but I don't know if it's window dressing or if it's genuine, genuine shock, genuine embarrassment. There's something genuine, around what we're seeing now within the ANC. And I don't know if it doesn't mean it translates to anything, and it doesn't mean it is genuine. It's just my perception of it. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think there is definitely this little bumble. We had it when Zuma must fall, that there's a good ANC and a bad ANC. And I think the good guys in the ANC, the handful that there are, have had it in chunks. And I think the bad guys are like, now it's so blatant. We've got names. We've got proof. The country is seeing it hand over fist every day that it cannot be ignored anymore. And if the ANC doesn't act on itself because it doesn't have the numbers, South Africa certainly is going to. Like, these are plain theft cases. Anybody can take them to court. Anybody, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
And which is exactly what we saw this week. I mean, we saw Lifter Ban. I don't know if you were watching the cigarette court case. I was obviously glued.
I mean, no, we also spoke about that this morning. The headline, what was it, Sanati? Not ready, what we're not ready to lift the cigarette ban.
Yes, the cigarette ban will be lifted when it doesn't impact the health system.
Like, what? What? Like, why are they still going on about this? The numbers aren't on their side. There is no basis for it whatsoever, but they continue to hold on to this.
Well, because it's simple. The answer is simple, Howard, and it's the title of the report, Corruption. That is the simple answer. And, you know, it was so funny. So I'm watching this thing live on YouTube, right? So the first day in court, they have the comment section running. 68,000 people in the room, okay, watching this court case. And the comment section became a place to source illegal cigarettes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
People were comparing regions, prices, brands.
Wow.
And the other talking about how 15% of us stopped smoking, which is absolute rubbish.
Absolute nonsense. I mean, it's been shown to be complete nonsense.
Everyone in there says, so it's working out where to source their facts from. Now, then you've got to love the media house, because the media house the next day turned off the comments because it was like, okay, this is probably not legal.
Yeah.
Nor does it aid the actual, when you are unbiased as journalism. But the defense of the, British American Tobacco's legal representation became affectionately referred to as the meerkat.
Wow.
And people in the room were calling for the meerkat to become our president. We are there, South Africa. When the bad guys, which are bats, when their leader is who we're calling for to be president, it's time to make him.
This clearly was the main, this was the main theme of our news throughout this week, wasn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the other one was save our jobs. Save our jobs. An enormous hashtag, also linked back to the cigarette industry, but very much linked to just jobs just falling off the corporate ladder. Like the alcohol industry, 100,000 people lost their jobs this week. 100,000, and a further 1 million are threatened. They were going to invest $5 billion in infrastructure, which means jobs. They pulled that money, SAB. Pick and Pay warned of 50% drop in earnings. 50%. And those jobs come with it, right? I mean, 1,400
jobs. That's what we can't forget. You know, people say, oh, well, okay, you know, these are big companies, they'll be fine. But actually, they're the employers. This is how people are living. Yeah.
Exactly. And we're racking up UIF numbers, and I wonder if we can pay that level of UIF. The next thing we're going to hear is SASSA is bankrupt. That's the next thing we're going to hear. Danelle still didn't pay the salaries. Still not. I mean,
there was
not
they given a deadline of today?
M says, Tonya.
Yesterday.
Went for what? Oh, for the...
to pay salaries.
Yes, it was. It was, I think, yesterday. M says, Tanya, thanks. Well said on your balanced view of the ANC. It's better than the usual blanket condemnation that we often hear. I do think, you know, we do try.
We do try, but sometimes our
horror and our disappointment gets the best of us. But it is, you know, I can't tell you I'm hopeful yet, but I did see.
I do have a tickle though. It's just a tickle, but let's see how we do. I mean, also how, sorry to interrupt you, but we saw Light SA Red. What a magnificent campaign. My jaw dropped at the most magnificent images of buildings and places within our country lit up red for the artists in our country who are suffering. It was so beautiful. You would have expected just one acknowledgement from someone within the ANC, but there was nothing. It was just, thank you for filling my timeline with something beautiful. But it didn't help. It really didn't help. Oh, can we go there? Norma Gigaba.
Go where?
What's going on there? Norma Gigaba.
Oh, my word. Well, first of all, he needs to put his camera down. You know, that if, really he does not need, we do not need to see everything. So he needs to stop filming.
We need to give him a Nokia 3310, honestly. Like, it's gone.
Absolutely. Really. Yeah.
It's got far too long battery life.
Wow.
So do you think she tried to kill him? Do you think that's what happened?
No, I actually don't.
That's heard on the street.
I think she should have. No, I can't say that on radio.
You didn't just say that on radio.
No, I didn't. I'm only joking. But come on. The infidelity.
No, it doesn't matter. You dropped the ball. You can pick it up like you picked up the rand.
All
don't
I
worry.
Know is that exactly. You guys must watch the movie Diary of a Mad Black.
Yeah, where do we get that?
Diary of a Mad Black
Woman.
It's an older movie by Tyler Perry. You'll understand where Norma Gigaba is coming from.
I am going to watch that now.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman. You'll understand where she is.
I'm telling you.
No, because she's really big. She has not been treated well. Come on.
No.
Look, as Anati pointed out, she was the side chick, wasn't she, as well? Norma.
Yeah, she signed up for it, guys. Come on. Hang on. She signed up
for
it.
So she knew what she was getting.
Just because she's a woman. Because she's married to him.
Yeah.
And I even understand why she damaged the car of the friend. Because sometimes your man will have that friend, that one friend that he's always gallivanting with. That encourages
and
the behavior.
Gather.
Exactly.
Yeah, so funny. Shane, listen, it's terrible. It's terrible when these things play out in public, but they are a public couple.
You can't. We can't leave without talking about one of my favorite stories of the week was Judge Zondo versus Judge Makubele in court. I don't know if you watched it, but if you haven't, please go and watch it. Judge Zondo lost his temper in the most diplomatic way. Like, he's such a gentleman. Right. Apparently she's had since February to respond to her, to put in her responding affidavit. She didn't because her tire burst.
What? Well, that can delay one.
Her tire burst and she almost had an accident, so she was traumatized. But this is now, she's had since February, okay? Zondo annihilated her and then she said, okay, I don't like my lawyer. And got a
postponement. Oh my
gosh.
That's how it works at state capture inquiry. But Zondo kept his decorum throughout the whole thing. You got to take your hat off to that man.
Absolutely. Just keep going and let's hope he'll get somewhere in there. And Tanya Khoury, thank you as always. Wonderful report and awesome to speak to you.